Hello, and thank you for tuning in to this broadcast. My name is Cecil T. Ford. I am the founder and president of Noble Establishments. We are a multifaceted operation rooted in music administration, literary arts, and creative design. I am the author of Your Guide to the Music Business and BYOB, subtitled 10 Steps to Become Your Own Boss. This study will be a quick study where we will highlight 7 principles that you can apply and put yourself in business and to become your own boss. Let's get started. What is it that you envision? What is your business idea? Is it to start your own restaurant? Is it to open a consulting firm? Maybe to start your own line of fashion? To start a record label? Open a construction company? Whatever it is, regardless of the nature of your business, one of the biggest challenges that we have is actually getting started. We look at the enormity of what it is that we're trying to put forth, and we look and say, we don't have the resources. We don't have the finances. We don't have the equipment. We don't have the personnel. We say, well, how do I go about this? How do I go about that? And we get overwhelmed and actually never get our business idea off the ground. So let me help you. Step one, or principle number one here, simply write the vision. And in writing your vision, as you lay it out on paper, it should contain 3 components: trade name selection, the vision, and a mission statement. In choosing a trade name for your business, be sure that the name that you choose is fitting for the nature of what you do. In other words, you do not want to open a restaurant and have the name of the business sound like something that would be more suitable for a technology-based business. Trade name is important for the marketing of your business. Be creative. Make it memorable. Make it catchy. The vision is the very nature of what it is that you're doing. Your mission statement is a statement no longer than 2 to 3 sentences in length that explains how you're going to attain the vision. For example, let me use an auto repair shop. World-class auto repair. World-class auto repair shop is the name that I've selected for my business. It also speaks to the nature of what I'm doing. My mission statement might sound like this: our goal is to provide the highest quality in auto repair service and the fastest turnaround time, with certified auto mechanics, the latest in diagnostic equipment, and multiple locations. We also provide car rentals and towing services for our customers. This would be my mission statement. It gives a little backdrop as to how we would become a world-class auto repair shop. Step one is simply writing the vision and being able to communicate it at all times. Principle number 2, build your business structure. This would include the administration of company policies, the appropriation of company finances, developing workflow procedures, determining work schedules and assignments, setting a criteria for employee performance, and record keeping. The administration of company policies would include items such as company benefits, salary structures, employee attendance, dress code, and conduct. Workflow procedures would speak to how each job function is to be carried out. And with respect to record keeping, please keep track of all invoices, purchase orders, maintenance agreements, tax information, and of course, employee records. These structures should be put in writing and communicated to all employees. Principle number 3, build a business support network. This would be a group of business sources that you turn to on an as-needed basis. They are not a part of your day-to-day operations. They are not a part of your payroll. These businesses would provide for you the services you need in the areas such as tax preparation, banking and financial needs, legal services, printing, security, and maintenance. These are some of the generalized services that all businesses rely on. Other services would be more specific to your line of work. For example, if you're in the food industry and you have a major event on your calendar, you may want to connect with a local restaurant who would allow you the use of their kitchen in order to complete your task. Having your business structure and a business support network will allow you to function as a full and complete operation. Principle number 4, register your trade name and business with the federal and state government. This is for tax purposes and to assure that you have the proper licensing, certifications, and permits to run your operation. Start by registering your business at the state level. The names of the agencies to where you register your business vary from state to state. You may need to do an internet search. Simply go to one of the search engines and key in trade name registration, followed by a comma, followed by the state that you wish to do business. For example, trade name registration, comma, California. Trade name registration, comma, Virginia. The state will do a name search to be sure that the name that you are selecting for your business is not already in use. The application will have spaces for you to list alternative names for your business. You will receive a confirmation notice. After that, you have received confirmation of your trade name and your business registration, you may then contact the federal government. The federal government in this instance would be the IRS. It is the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, who will issue you a tax ID number, also referred to as a federal employer identification number. Properly registering your business makes it official in the eyes of the law and gives you credibility within the business community. Principle number 5, purchase UPC codes for your product. UPC means Universal Product Code. The everyday term for this is a barcode. If you have a product or products that you wish to sell in the retail industry, you will need a barcode for each of your items. No retailer will accept products that are not barcoded. Barcodes are primarily used in the retail industry for the tracking of retail sales, sales location, inventory, and product recalls. In the event of a product recall, the manufacturer or distributor of an item may be identified through the barcode. There are many barcode distributors. As with all business dealings, you want to make sure that you are dealing with a reputable source and that you are not being issued barcodes that are being recycled and still contain the information about another product or another company. When you are issued a barcode for your product, simply do an internet search by keying in the barcode. The information that comes about should be a reflection of your business and your product and not some other. A barcode source that I am familiar with is Barcode Graphics Incorporated, based in Chicago, Illinois. The number is 1-800-662-0701. Principle number 6, choose your method of operation. When starting a business, you should look to the most affordable and accessible means to set up your operation. Not all businesses start from a retail setting. Some of the more successful businesses actually started out as home-based businesses, right from the kitchen, right from the basement, or the garage. Here are 5 settings that you may choose from to market and sell your products and services. These are retail, e-commerce, direct sales, wholesale, and consignment. Obviously, the retail route would be the most expensive because it would involve the purchase or the leasing of a commercial property and all of the overhead that comes with it. E-commerce is simply doing business via the internet, either through the existing online stores or your own website. Direct sales give you the most flexibility. You will have an opportunity to display your products and services through trade shows, flea markets, community events, concerts, or wherever vendors are welcome. Wholesale is another way to transact business. In a wholesale deal, you simply sell directly to retailers or buyers in bulk. And in doing so, you want to at least double what you spent to manufacture your product so that you can receive a profit. Consignment is product placement. This is where you would walk into an established business and inquire as to whether or not they accept projects on consignment. There's usually a designated person, and there is a 60-40 split on the sale of your item. You, the vendor, would receive the 60%, and the distributor would receive the other 40%. There's usually a small contract involved, and they simply agree to inventory, safekeep, and sell your product. There are no upfront costs in a consignment deal. You should exercise as many options as possible, and don't forget to use the tool of social media to market and sell your products and services. Principle number 7, implement the components of branding to your business. The concept of branding is very simply name recognition. It's what we refer to as a brand name or a designer name. This term is well spoken of in the industries of fashion and perfume and designer handbags. The 5 components I've listed here are your business name, a logo, a slogan, a USP or unique selling proposition, and a color scheme. Each of these components work collectively to identify your company and the products or the services that you provide. A logo is an emblem or an icon that you create. A slogan is a word or a phrase that you associate with your product or your services. A unique selling proposition, USP, or sometimes referred to as a selling point, is simply a claim that you make about your product or service that would set you apart from the competition. One of the more popular USPs that you hear sounds like this. A 15-minute phone call could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. You could probably identify the company just from hearing that selling point, that unique selling proposition. And a color scheme can be at least 2 colors, no more than 3, that is applied to all of your print materials, your website, your company packaging, so that it becomes branded in our minds and in our eyes when we see your product, your service, your trade name. These can be used collectively to help brand your business. So there we have it, the 7 principles to starting your business. This overview is not only designed to help you start your business, but to actually function and operate and to have a chance at success. This information stems from my ebook titled 10 Steps to Become Your Own Boss, which is available now on Amazon. Again, thank you for tuning into this broadcast, and until the next time, let me remind you to mind your business.